flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Now I know what the Beatles felt like, Spike.
It is a madhouse at McGurk's in Royersford.
We're barely making it back to break in time.
They're doing it without you.
Perfect.
Eagles!
Too fast.
I know. Yeah. I don't. It's all right.
You did that on purpose.
I know. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, sometimes you gotta go for what works. You know what I mean?
Give the people what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want. So what I have for you today is the top five, my top five, favorite NFC Championship game moments. Number five, I take you back to maybe the most exciting play of an NFC Championship game. And that was 2017, when I think we knew the game was over.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement, the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
About to get turned up in here.
What a moment that was. I think that football game had the best atmosphere of maybe any sporting event I've ever been to. That win, the elation and the joy that was happening in the link that day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a cool place.
And the great thing about that game is that we did get that feeling early. I mean, once we got through the opening drive, and we were able to get the pick six from Patrick Robinson?
Yep.
Yeah, be able to get the pick six. I mean, that opened up the floodgates. We didn't look back after that.
Yeah, a flea flicker right at halftime, too.
Was that after halftime?
Yeah, they stepped on a throat.
Okay.
They didn't let the Vikings back in that one. My fourth favorite NFC Championship game moment. Now, there wasn't much from 2022. It was kind of just...
Oh, was that the 49er game?
Yeah, it was, again, workmanlike. But who could forget when our old friend Hassan Reddick took out Brock Purdy?
The give is a fake, and the pass goes up, and it is intercepted, I believe. They fake it, and it goes, now they're going to say incomplete.
No, he just gets hammered by Hassan Reddick as he's trying to throw the football.
Johnson under center on second down. Johnson fakes. He's back. Reddick's got him again. Another sack for Reddick down to the 10-yard line.
Hoss Reddick once again. Oh, my goodness. This guy is so good at getting to the quarterback. Such a nose. That's now 18 sacks on the season for Hoss Reddick.
22 Reddick was a problem.
Yeah, got to be kicking himself.
He played that as bad as anyone has ever played any negotiation in maybe sports history.
Got to be kicking himself seeing what his team is at right now.
Yeah, he's a Jet.
Yeah, and the Jet didn't get paid for half the year.
Right,
and,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And he's going to be a free agent again.
And still not going to get
paid. Still not going to get paid.
Still not going to get paid what he's looking for.
You know, knocking the quarterback out is a good way to win the football game legally. You know what I mean? I don't want anything bad to happen to Jaden Daniels, but we legally knock him out of the game. I have no problem with that.
Listen, I lost the game because our quarterback got hit late and got his ribs cracked.
Yep.
Couldn't finish.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The NFC Championship game against Carolina, and we had to go with Corey the second half of the season. So, I mean, second half of that game.
There will not be a moment from that game in this top five.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Although I did make a couple plays in that game.
Never enough.
Should have looked harder.
I should have definitely looked harder. You're right. But the funny part about, 17-22, for as much angst as 01 through 04 were,
yes,
they were about as stress-free as NFC right. championships could be.
You're right.
Once Purdy went out, it was game over.
That game was over with, yes.
My third favorite NFC championship game moment does take us back to Ike Reese's career.
Oh.
And the moment we knew it was over.
Third and goal at the two. Perry in motion. McNabb fakes. Rolling. Firing.
Touchdown.
And it is complete to Chad Lewis for his second touchdown of the game. McNabb to Chad Lewis. And with 3:21 remaining, that could pretty much lock it up.
I tell you what would the two touchdown odds been on Chad Lewis that day? Like,
man, would have been pretty good. Probably at least plus 2,200.
I was going to say 24.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a crucial touchdown catch because we didn't have Chad Lewis in the Super Bowl.
He broke his foot on that play,
on
right?
On that play, yep.
How about Mike jumping? How about Mike touchdown?
Yeah, don't normally see that. Yeah. I you caught that too, huh?
Yeah.
Jew was a little quick ago. In that one, yeah.
It was 20 years ago. 20 years ago. So, but he's just like, touchdown. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can tell you know who did catch it? I'm sure Merrill caught it.
Merrill caught that, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
My second favorite NFC Championship game moment, while I was not alive, I would be remiss if this moment from the 1980 NFC Championship game was not on this list.
Jaworski gives off inside, running room, Montgomery up the right side. Plus 30, 25, 40, 50, 10, touchdown! Wilbur Montgomery! Montgomery is bowled up the right side and the Eagles have scored first.
Dude, I love old play-by-play calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just have that sound.
Football was football.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that the crowd in the mix, I hate to dork out, but the crowd is so loud in that mix, you really feel like you knew what it was like in the vet when that happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and it's just, I was listening to it today, and I know Merrill's been calling. It's just so crazy how long Merrill has been calling.
Oh, that Merrill.
Yeah, he's calling all of them.
He's called all of them.
Yep.
And it happened that moment. Wilbur Montgomery, an iconic Eagles run in their franchise's history. But the number one, my favorite NFC Championship game moment, the moment that the link pretty much melted down, the Patrick Robinson interception.
Oh, yeah.
Keenum goes into a long count, straightens up, takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
I just got chills. I, like, wanted to cry hearing that. What a moment. There was just no way they were going to win that game after that.
Yeah.
There is no way.
Yeah, it's a that was a great feeling. And Jack's right. When you look at the championship games, the last two championship games, they were sort of stress-free early in the game. And you could sort of relax, and the celebration began early in those games, unlike the ones that I played in.
Nah.
Where it was
a lot of angst.
Yeah, a lot of angst. Usually did not end very well. But I'll tell you what. I know what, leading up to those games, going to the stadium on Championship Sunday, like, it is a different feeling that you get going into the stadium that day. It's just a different atmosphere.
So is it, from a nerve standpoint, what is going through your body?
Well, I'll tell you, there wasn't a game that I didn't have those butterflies.
Really?
You know, up early that morning because you could barely sleep.
Yeah.
That night, you try to stay in your same routine, but you know, if you can, God bless you. You had better sort of mental toughness and structure than I had. I tossed and turned, was up early, couldn't get to the stadium soon enough, right? I was usually get to the stadium 3 hours ahead of the game anyway. And, man, by the time it got to about 4 hours before the game, I was ready to go to just get to the stadium. Because you want to get to the stadium, get in the building, and sort of start going through some sort of routine where you can relax. The longer you stay in that hotel, the worse off you are.
Right, because you're just waiting.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You got to be waiting somewhere. You might as well wait.
I might as well wait in the stadium, man. You may as well wait in the stadium. So it was awesome. And when we finally got it against Atlanta, it was awesome. One thing, the image I always remember is Jim Johnson, like, in tears.
Yeah.
And Jim Johnson was hardcore. That's just a guy you didn't necessarily see show emotion. And that was his first trip to the Super Bowl, right? And so we had lost those other three. And, man, it is hard as hell to get back on that horse, losing conference championship after conference championship after conference championship. We lost three of those things in a row. So to get back there against Atlanta, and we didn't have T.O., it didn't even matter. Nobody was beating us that day. Nobody was beating us that day, man. And we knew we were going to the Super Bowl that day.
And this game does remind me a good amount about that 04 team, 04 game. Because there was a lot of, and Corey mentioned this earlier, the disrespect of the defense, and that's why Doc was so fired up after the game and gave an iconic Doc speech. And the Vic Jaden Daniels thing has kind of been there all week.
Was it at that time? I know, because I remember they went back and forth. Was it 1 week into the Super Bowl then, or was it two?
Two.
Because I think they had a couple years where it was 1 week.
It was. You know what, Spike? You might be right. I can't remember. Did we? Yeah, I think we did practice a week before.
Okay.
So we were still in the bye week phase. I'm with you. I do remember when they didn't have the bye week.
And what were those 2 weeks like?
Oh, man. See, so the first week you get all your work done. I mean, the first thing you got to do is all of the logistics stuff for the Super Bowl, which is you got to submit who you're getting tickets for, all that type of stuff. You know, you got to let the Eagles know. They want to know who's flying, because they did a family plane. So, you know, we went down as players, but then the families came down, I believe, either Wednesday or Thursday on a separate plane. So you had to make sure you got all that information together with who was going to be flying and that sort of thing. And we got most of the game plan done the week before. So the week of the Super Bowl, it really was just brushing up on what the game plan was going to be.
Got it. Yeah, I can't even imagine having that much time before the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like...
I tell you what, though. It's long for the fans. It's not a long time for the players.
Because you have stuff to do.
Yes, there's a lot going on in between that time. So it gets there. And it doesn't really hit the players until they get to the host city.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right.
Wherever the game is going to be at.
And
that's
then you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, we're at the Super Bowl.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's winter sale through January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Big V, Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's going on, Spike? Jack and baby, what's happening?
What's up, Big V?
Big V?
Yo, man, listen. You want one word to describe how I feel about the game Sunday?
Yes.
Victory!
All right. I like that.
That's a good one.
And let's face it.
All right.
And I know you try to, you know, hold Spike down. You know, maybe he should get some gummies, some Rolaids.
What is up with gummies?
Get a blue chew, get one to the wife, you know.
Whoa, that's a lot of... A lot of stuff
that's
in your system.
A lot of everything
right
in your system.
Yeah. Yeah, get everything, man. Take a shot, get emotional support dog, whatever it takes, brother. Because, you know, you're not going to make it through here. And we're going to win, okay? There's no way, and there's no way that you can see the Eagles losing. I'm talking 21-31 victory, maybe even 38 victory. I'm talking because, look, we've got the best team. We've got the best coach quarterback combination. I mean, Jalen is going to be, it's going to be like lights out. He's going to put on a display that's so freaking great. Jack Fritz is going to buy Jalen Hurts shirt.
No, that won't happen. But Walker still has his Jalen Hurts jersey, so it's all good.
That's all we need. We just need to get the kids together.
You're talking about an offensive line that's the best in the NFL right now. They're going to be manhandling that defense, making them feel like four-year-olds taking on a 19-year-old. It's going to be awful. The defense is so solid. What you're going to see at the length is gratuitous violence. It'll be like watching Gladiator 2, baby. I'm telling you, we're going to show the world that we are the Super Bowl champions. We're going to show the world that the Eagles are the new NFL dynasty. Because
we are
Eagles!
Yep. Big V doesn't do it for me. I gotta be honest.
Damn.
Big V doesn't?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? I was thinking of telling you the same thing.
I know. It's the Spidey senses.
Yeah.
Rios, I feel it.
Yeah.
You know,
Big V feels like he's faking it.
I feel like he is faking it. Yeah. No, I think he's a real Eagles fan, of course.
Yes, of course.
But like that whole thing, leave that to the pros.
The hype, I know everybody wants to be hype. But when you hear the guys who can really do it, guys and girls, who can really do it, you have to really have to ask yourself, am I in that class?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can I do it like they do it? And the answer is, I don't know.
It's tough.
Usually the answer is no.
Like even, but I thought Justin, you know, he got me going today.
Yeah.
I like that Eagles chant.
Yes.
Just a big, it's not a, and I don't mean to kick Big V down on NFC Championship Day, but, you know.
It sounds like you're doing it.
Well, he keeps taking shots at me.
215-592-9494. Damon and East Norton. You're on WIP.
Oh, Damon.
What's yes.
Up, Damon? Hail to the commander.
Oh, left hand up. Left hand up.
That's what you know what? This is such a beautiful day to be talking on this beautiful radio. And I just want to help you out. I would deliver the word of the day. Hey, Justin, drop my music.
What?
No, there's no music. Yeah. Yeah, there's no music. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
Fine. I go acapella. The word of the day is body. As in, I use it in a sentence. Kevin and Allie, congratulations. Mike said to death in your park. Well, guess what? On Sunday, y'all going to see the Eagles give you a body. Jalen Hurts, we're going to knock your knee brace off. And guess what? The Duke's going to be twerking with his upper body. Hey.
There's so much bark and so little bite.
Yeah.
Come on, David.
So much bark.
Talk about sounding like
there's
they're
no
faking.
No one's afraid of any Commanders fan. Like, this is nothing.
Okay. Jalen Carter, you get ejected from the game. Got a defense.
Wait a minute.
But how's he getting ejected from the game?
That's your big plan?
Well, no, dynamite plan, moron.
Best defensive player is going to get ejected.
Talk about a cry for help.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Because he ain't got no heart.
He plays every snap.
Yeah.
What's that for heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Guess what? DJ. Yeah, I know. But he kind
of. He could get kicked out of the
that one for sure.
They gonna penalize 1,000 yards.
It's so bad. I love it.
Is this all you have? Do you have anything better?
Come on. Yeah. What?
Hey, if you want to go there, we can go there. All right, we'll take the Ivory Towers to get it, too. Both of them. Blankenship, Cooper and Dean. For 4 pounds down. Cooper and Dean.
Ivory Towers.
After pound down. Great Poupon. For 4 pounds down. Make the trip. After Brown Town, make the trip. Matter of fact, stay home. You ain't going nowhere.
Do you know all I hear is chirp, 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 chirp.
It's like a Jack Russell Terrier,
yeah,
Spike.
Yeah.
Okay. If y'all want some more,
now
y'all
we got
some
them
more.
Hello.
Y'all ain't got,
yes.
Y'all ain't got no MVP. Y'all ain't got no rookie of the year. Y'all ain't got no coach of the year.
Yes.
Y'all ain't break no record record. You had a failure.
You want to wait till I get off the radio?
Which is all over Damon's call. Yep.
It's
all over Damon's call.
You want my hat?
We've all right, told
you.
Job,
are you
where the hell is Rod Lakin at?
Yeah.
Where's Taz?
Isn't Taz supposed to be?
Where's security?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Battle's here.
With Brian Dawkins' jersey. I like that.
All right.
All right.
She's going to take your hat, I think.
I see.
This is where we are. Oh, yep. My, it is so crowded.
Oh, wait till we come back from break.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We got to get everyone. Maybe we could turn the speakers up for once.
You're
going
to have to.
Yeah.
Is anyone working today here?
Nah.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah.
Me?
Just hanging
NFC
out.
NFC title game.
Taz is
Sunday.
Over there hanging
nobody's
out.
Nobody's at work.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our people.
Yeah, right? I knew what you meant.
Yep.
Yeah. They ate already. They're chilled.
They're
now.
Doing their own happy hour.
Yes.
Yeah. And Breitmeyer's not stopping anyone.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP.
Sounds like you guys are getting accosted by the crowd over there. What's going
yes.
on?
Yes. Seems like they're getting closer and closer.
That's what the Beatles felt like.
Oh, man. You guys need some defense mechanisms over there. Holy moly. So, you know, I was not feeling that call from whoever that Commanders fan was. Like,
he was trying his best.
Harmless.
Yeah, it was cute. Oh,
yes.
You guys did a good job shutting him down. But, you know, much like the creepy mannequins in Ike's garage, I was feeling a little stiff, you know, before Jaws came on and gave his prediction and his score. So now I'm feeling pretty confident. It's like you got to get rid of that anxiety, man. I'm with you, though. I'm scared of cars jumping curbs and taking me out. I don't know what that fear is. There's got to be a name for it.
It happens. It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, you just got to take a Blue Chew and enjoy the ride. As my
a lot of Blue
said.
Chew talk.
Yeah. So much Blue Chew talk.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which. Oh. Go ahead, Pat.
Like, I know you love when I talk about the programming of your show. So I have an idea. You
what?
Get Honest Jack.
Yeah.
Honest Jack, Tornado Shapiro.
Yep.
And Tommy Down the Shore.
Yep.
To do a full show. They do a full show by themselves. What do you think?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, boy.
This is one of a kind.
It's getting tighter and tighter.
Yep.
It sure is.
You know, speaking of which, he did mention Blue Chew.
He did.
Yeah.
A lot of mentions of Blue Chew.
Yeah, and we're going to mention it now.
Wow. In front of all these people?
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's a big game on Sunday, and maybe you're anxious. You need to take off the edge a little bit.
How about that?
Or you're going to pass the time, Spike.
Yeah, maybe.
Either one.
You know, hop into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Take out a little of that anxiety.
Does it hurt?
In a healthy way.
We have the camera thing walking right
Saturday.
Past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, you saw the camera's package.
The camera thing in the middle of the Blue Chew read.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't love that.
That is peak.
So, Blue Chew helps you perform at the times you need to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you at your best. And it's chewable, so you don't have to worry about having a drink, you know, to wash down the pill. No pills to take.
Nope.
Made right here in the USA. Prepared and shipped direct from Blue Chew, so it comes right to you. Once you meet online, and it's all online. So you don't have to go to the doctor's office.
Nope.
There's no waiting at the pharmacy.
Awkward.
Nope. You go on BlueChew.com, you figure out which ingredients work for you. One of their licensed medical providers will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then discreet package comes in the mail, and you, my friend, are kicking ass in the bedroom. You are taking names in the bedroom.
Asking, what's my name?
What's my name? And then she's like, we've been together for 15 years. What are you talking about? But in any case, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, as I mentioned, chewable form, and made in the USA, so it's cheaper, but there's nothing cheaper than free. All we want you to do is, if you think you might need it, just try it for free. Blue Chew's going to send it to you for free. You go to BlueChew.com. You do that little online consultation. You get the first month for free. And then you will be ready. Chew.
Chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.